is subdivision 2023-03 Shaw Farm Estuary Phase 6.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 20.59 acres plus or minus into 45 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County. The properties are located on the south side of Camp Barnes Road, which is Sussex County Route 364, 0.2 miles southeast of Double Bridges Road, which is Sussex County Route 363, and on the east side of Diane's Way. The 911 addresses are 36200 Camp Barnes Road, and tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, parcels 112.00, 112.01, and 112.04. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the staff review letter, a copy of the applicant's preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, which includes a visual rendering, an environmental assessment. We have a copy of the applicant's Chapter 99-9C response. We have a copy of the plus comments from the State of Delaware. We have a copy of the applicant's cemetery study and delineation. We have a copy of evidence of 51% signatures submitted on behalf of the applicant. We have a copy of the resource and buffer plan, and including a management plan for the resource buffer. And we have a copy of the applicant's phasing plan. We also have a copy of the technical advisory committee comments, including written comments received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, Delaware Department of Transportation as a service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a letter received from the Department of Agriculture. We also have a copy of a letter received from the State Department Division of Public Health. And I would note that we have received one written comment. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you, Ms. Wingate.
Mr. Chair, I need to recuse myself.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, please let the record show that Ms. Wingate has recused herself and is leaving the room, but only for the duration of this hearing, Ms. Wingate. And the chair recognizes Mr. Willard.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Sorry. Mr. Robertson, you were pretty clear about that. I'm going to need Steve's help throughout this hearing, I think. So I represent the applicant. With me today is Ross Byington and Chris Kaprinsky, and they're the principals in the applicant, and they own the property. And you all know Steve Marsh with GMB. I will try to be as efficient as possible, because I know you have a long day. I'll try to get this done before the recess anyway. There's a picture of the parcel up there. This is the estuary. Some of you have seen it before. I know the chairman has. There have been several additions and expansions to the property, and that's what this is today, an addition to it. The property is located right off Camp Barnes Road. I've asked Steve to take the pointer, so I don't have to do that. It's right off Camp Barnes Road, 0.2 miles southeast of Double Bridge Road. There are three parcels that we're considering. That what you see there is the larger map, and you can point to what we're dealing with. Denmark? The top left-hand corner is Shaw Farm, and they're the three parcels that are under consideration today for expansion. They're approximately 20.59 acres. The existing zoning is AR1 coastal, as is the whole property, which was developed. I think the best thing for me to do is to go through quickly or efficiently the history of the property. So you can see this is not unusual. We've done, quite frankly, this neighborhood, this community has been very popular and it's thriving and it does well. So over the years they've added similar neighborhoods within the community, and that's what this is. The estuary subdivision was originally presented for public hearing in 2006 Planning Commission meeting and subsequently approved for 1,052 lots, and that was in 2006. On March 17th, 2010, a revised preliminary subdivision plan was approved by the Planning Commission, reducing the total number of lots to 739 as a result of the removal of two tracts of land from the proposed development. On November 21st, 2013, the revised phase one plan containing 281 lots was presented to the Planning Commission for approval. The commission indicated that they would prefer to see the full plan for the subdivision prior to taking action on phase one. Accordingly, a submittal of a full phase one through four master plan was submitted on May 1st, 2014 and approved in its current configuration on August 15th, 2015. by the Planning Commission. At that time, the total project area was 413.74 acres for 631 lots for a project density of 1.46 units per acre. Zoning condition one allowed for 700 and 39 lots for a project density of 1.72. Additional lands were added to the subdivision with subdivision applications in 2019. The application number was 2019-6, addition of 26.96 acres and 34 lots were approved. Is there any way this thing works, or are we not working it right?
The mouse works, so
yeah,
it should be a mouse.
Use the mouse. The pointer, I think, just gets lost in the television screen. It just doesn't show.
Okay.
So, yeah. But you can use it on that screen right there.
So I'll go back to that. Additional lands were added to the subdivision. Oh, there you go. This mouse?
Yeah.
Okay. You good to squat like a catcher for 20 minutes? Okay. Additional lands were added to the subdivision with subdivision application 2019-6, additional 26.96 acres and 34 lots. And in 2021-202, additional 3.6 acres were added and added 18 lots. And that's, I think, when I was most recently before you. The most recent approved master plan approved at the 12/15/2022 Planning Commission meeting shows 683 total single-family lots. Total land area is approximately 457 acres with a density of 1.49 units. Oh, so this is the expansion application, and you pointed that up at the top. We call it Shaw Farm. And it's connected or adjacent to one of the other previous parcels. The developer has purchased these parcels and wishes to incorporate these parcels into the subdivision. As I said, it's 20.59 acres. Incorporating the acreage into the estuary would bring the total estuary land area to 477.48 acres with an allowable lot yield of approximately 955 single-family units. The development team is proposing an additional 45 lots, bringing the total to 728, making the total density for the entire project 1.52 units per acre. This is still 11 units less than what was allowed under the original zoning condition one over 15 years ago, even though the 51.22 acres have been added to the total area. Cluster has a 30% open space requirement, as you know, for the 477.48 acres. A 30% open space is 143 acres, including Shaw Farm estuary, including Shaw Farm Estuary Phase 6, there will be 246.42 acres of open space, which is 52%, not 30%. Shaw itself has about 8.4 acres of open space, which is also 41%, which is 11 over. As you know, when you expand a subdivision, you need approval from the HOA. This HOA is pretty active, and we're pleased to report. And you have that. I'm sure you've all studied all those ballots, but they're as thick as the notebook itself. But it's somewhat unusual that the response they got, and they were favorable, so I'll mention it. Not only do we have to have it. The opportunity for the expansion was presented to the HO in November of 2020 through a detailed slideshow via Microsoft Teams meeting at November 8th, 2022. The developer also held a roundtable discussion on November 9th, 2022 between 11:30 and 4:30 on site at the Estuary Clubhouse to answer any of the follow-up questions. A survey was sent to every single homeowner in the community. 306 individual homeowners responded in support of the community expansion, which if I can editorialize, we found exceptional. Of the 683 plotted lots, 493 signed documents in favor of the expansion, which equates to just over 72%. Of participation in the signed ballots. It's also my understanding, and it's not even my understanding, I've met a couple of these gentlemen that are here on the board. David Lucas is the president, Rick Coburn, and Dan Curvellino, and Joe Pasca, they're all back there. You guys can raise your hands if you like. They're all board members, and they all approve of this. The other board members that aren't here also voted in favor of it. And no members that we're aware of has objected. Now, if I could, I don't know who has control of the maps the site, there's a rendering of a site plan that I talked to Mr. Lowry about, and there it is. Thank you very much. Might be helpful to have that. So that's Shaw Farm and the proposed plan. So I'll go through the elements of the plan. And Mr. Marsh is always here for some of the more technical things if you want to interrupt me. So after the votes were taken, therefore, CB Land 1 LLC applied to incorporate the three parcels totaling 20.59 acres in the area into the existing estuary subdivision. The parcels along Camp Barnes are adjacent to the estuary, phase 1A and 2. The parcels are zoned AR and are located in the coastal area. As stated, the existing subdivision was previously approved and is being constructed as an AR1 cluster. The proposed addition will likewise be developed as a cluster in the coastal area as an extension of the existing subdivision with 45 lots proposed. With the proposed incorporation of the 20.59 acres and 45 new lots, the developer also proposes the following. May take advantage of that water, if I may, Mr. Chair.
Sure, please.
It's not been opened.
Right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
That, I do find that interesting that Mr. Collins went much longer than
you
did.
I don't.
His hourly rate is anywhere near as much as yours.
I'm a shadow of a man compared to the Commissioner Collins. Do my best. With the proposed incorporation of the 20 lot or acres and 45 lots, the developer also proposes the following enhancements within the existing community in coordination with the HOA as follows. And maybe we might need the big map again, I'm sorry, because the recreational facilities are in a different area. Increasing the second pool house from 1,000 square feet to 2,500 square feet, 150% net increase to accommodate the larger group gatherings, exercise classes and games, etc. I don't know if you can, oh, there it is. Yeah, that's the large, the second one. Expanding the second pool from 1,600 square feet to 2,500 square feet, 56% net increase in the second pool deck from 5,600 square feet to 9,600 square feet, a 71% net increase. Repurposing one of the tennis courts at the main amenity to multiply additional dedicated pickleball courts and a space permitting, depending on number of additional courts, a viewing area. Pickleball is obviously hot. Installing a second well and irrigation treatment system to save future costs to water common areas and reduce water uses from tidewater utilities. The estimated savings for that is approximately $100,000. And finally, the developer has offered to contribute $200,000 contribution to the HOA to be used at its discretion. There are no wetlands on the site, no jurisdiction waters on the site will be impacted. The existing tax ditch along the southern property line, Williams Canal Ditch, Maine. Mr. Whitehouse, could we get the back to the rendering? Or maybe, which one do you want to see? That one, okay.
It's just the mouse wheel. If is that wheel on the mouse? Just wheel up and down and that move pages.
Okay. where was I here? The Williams Canal Ditch Prong 3 along the eastern property line is classified as an intermittent stream but turns into an ephemeral stream as it tracks upstream along the northern property line. Resource buffers will be designed and maintained in accordance with Section 115-193 of the Sussex County Code, where the tax ditch right-of-way supersedes the proposed resource buffers and a meadow mix planting in the ditch right-of-way is proposed. In addition, a 30-foot forested buffer will be installed along the western property edge. The proposed subdivision will border previously developed sections of the estuary along its eastern edge and the eastern section along the southern border. Along the northern, northwestern and southwestern boundary, the federal forested buffer is superseded by the tax ditch right of way, which will be planted in a meadow condition. So there will be meadow buffers superseded by the tax ditch, which now is 50 feet, quite frankly, and then the forested buffers where they can prevail. Stormwater management will meet all the requirements of Sussex Conservation District and the goals of the Inland Bay Pollution Control Strategies. The site is not located within a wellhead production area. There is expected to be a negligible impact to the groundwater resources. Public water service will be supplied by Tidewater Utilities. Water main as previously installed at the project frontage along Camp Barnes Road during the initial phases of the estuary. The sewer service will be provided by the Sussex County. a gravity sewer main was installed along Camp Barnes Road during the initial phase of the estuary development. A single entrance will be provided along Camp Barnes Road. Coordination and review with DLDOT is ongoing. No TIS is required based on the proposed number of lots. A single entrance will be provided. I said that. An existing cemetery is on site, will remain undisturbed with a buffer, I believe a 20-foot buffer. The report is rather extensive. It's not in your book, but it was submitted. If any of you want to see it, I have copies of it. It's the Williams Cemetery, and they do a really thorough job of locating the tombstones that are in there, and that'll be protected. In addition, there are at least two parking spaces along the road there, so that'll be preserved. As to the lots themselves, their frontage is 55 feet. The sides are 10 feet each, rear and sides. The maximum building height, of course, is 42 feet. Lot sizes are a minimum of 7,500 square feet. The average is 7,560. Minimum lot width is 60 feet, and there's a 63 been provided. much of what I've said kind of covers some of the Chapter 99, but I'll go through them as well because I think it's appropriate. The responses, maybe more thorough than I'm going to recite, are also in your book. Integration of the proposed subdivision into existing terrain and surrounding landscape. The plan calls to integrate three new parcels into the existing subdivision with an additional 45 lots, which results in proposed lot total 728 units for the estuary subdivision. The parcels along Camp Barnes Road are adjacent to the estuary and are to be served by existing infrastructure that was previously installed as part of the estuary development. Minimal use of wetlands. No wetlands are impacted on the site, nor are there any non-titles. Phase 6, number 3, preservation of natural and historical features. An architectural report was prepared regarding the cemetery, which you've seen already, and that's going to be preserved with a recommended buffer and parking. Preservation of open space. Open space exceeds required minimums of the 20.59 acres. 41% will remain open space. Overall, Tyre Estuary has open space of 72%. Minimization of tree vegetation, soil removal. No tree clearing is proposed except as associated with tax tips and maintenance. Overall, grade relationships will be generally consistent with pre-developed conditions. Screening of objectionable features from neighboring properties and roadways. Likewise, there'll be a 30-foot forested buffer will be installed along the western property edge. The proposed subdivision will border previously developed sections of estuary along its eastern edge and the eastern section along southern border. Along the northwestern border and southwestern boundary, the forested buffer is superseded by the tax tips right of way, which will be planted in meadow condition. Provision of the water supply. Water supply, as we said, is going to be tidewater. Water infrastructure was installed along Camp Roads. That's repetitive. Provision of sewage, it'll be the county. Prevention of pollution of surface and groundwater. Obviously, stormwater management will meet all requirements of Sussex Conservation District and goals of inland-based pollution control strategies. It's obvious where the stormwater facilities would be. Mark can testify more about what kind of ponds they will be. So it's not anticipated there will be any impact of groundwater elevation. Minimization of erosion, sedimentation. Stormwater management will meet Soil Conservation District requirements. It is anticipated that ponds will be unlined for infiltration and groundwater. Ditch elevations will remain in their current states, so it is not anticipated there will be impact on groundwater, as I said. Excuse me. Provision of safe vehicular and pedestrian movement. A single access to Camp Barnes Road is proposed with minimal impact to overall traffic counts in the area. Significant improvements were already made to Camp Barnes Road during construction of the initial phases of estuary. Coordination plan review is ongoing with DLDOT. There may be some consideration or discussion among the commission about the proximity of it to the adjacent property, see where those two cul-de-sacs. But quite frankly, talking to the developers, when these new phases come in, the construction can be rather disruptive. And if they had tried to connect it through there, it would have disrupted that smaller community within the community. And since they're interconnected with paths and other ways, a lot of people actually drive to some of the recreational places, not far, but they can ride their bike. So that was considered, if anybody said, why didn't they connect through there? There's been an effort to try to keep the individual communities neighborhoods within the community kind of individual in that respect, and mainly not disturb the existing communities with construction that could take a year and big trucks. Effect on area properties, existing estuary development is thriving, community significant amenity improvements are approved, the plan and going to be expanded. The plan shows an aesthetically pleasing project frontage along Camp Arrowhead Road. The additional phase should have a positive impact on area properties. The proposed site provides a seamless incorporation of three parcels into the existing estuary. Preservation and conservation of farmland. You know how this goes. There's no preservation of farmland. However, this is an area zoned agriculture and residential is in a growth area. Incorporation of the three parcels into the estuary is consistent with the comprehensive plan. It's then what's the next one here? 14, effect on schools and public buildings. Because many of the home buyers in the community are retirees and active adults, we do not anticipate a negative impact on area schools. The community has access to the extensive amenities within the estuary development. Several improvements to the existing amenity facilities are proposed. So to some extent, it's standalone as far as that's concerned. Obviously, people like the estuary because it's closer to Bethany Beach and Fenway.
Mr. Willer, I'm going to ask you to just make sure you speak into the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I know, like, when you turn away or whatever, sometimes it's not getting picked up or the people in the back can't hear.
At least it's still on, right? compatibility with other area land use. The project site is zoned AR, is within the coastal area, and proposed development is consistent with the comprehensive plan. We would categorize this area as developing with moderate to high-priced homes. The proposed modifications to existing estuary development will be consistent with that characterized in the area. And the effect on area waterways, the water quality leaving the site will meet or exceed levels required by Sussex Conservation District. So for all those reasons, in the Chapter 99 and the other conditions, we do believe this is a superior design as we have for with the other three or four that you've approved because of the stormwater management, the utilities central, water and sewer, the traffic pattern. U.S. Fish and Wildlife said there'll be no endangered species that will be endangered or threatened, no wetlands affected, open space exceeds the minimal, the amenities will be approved. In addition to improvement, they're giving them the $200,000 HOA to use at their discretion because the people that live there probably know best is kind of what they need. I don't know how many trails are within the whole property. If I could ask Steve a quick question.
He needs to introduce himself, but yes.
Good evening, or good afternoon, sorry. My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB. And we count total walkways and trails, it's over 17 miles is what's on the website, yeah. And so this will have a multimodal path that ties directly into the existing shared use path that then connects into the entire trail system to the community.
Thanks, Steve. So in working with Mr. Mr. Lowry on a couple things in this, there's a parcel to the left, and I caught, frankly, that I might have done it as an airstrip. Mr. Chorman probably wouldn't know about it. I don't think it's used very often. We've put in the documents we've submitted for the HOA documents, it will require assessments and management. We've put some language that will be included in there that exists, and he's got a right to have that exist. Mr. Lally had some concern whether it was still used. Apparently, it is periodical. It's Mr. Murray, I think, lives to the south. And so that's just one issue that came up. If there's going to be any amendment to tax ditch amendments that we have to get, I don't think there may be, but they'll be part of final if they are. I didn't see any opposition on your site. There was one comment I think Mr. Whitehouse mentioned, and it was marked neutral, and I think somebody was concerned about some tree removal on a parcel that's not part of this. There's no plus necessary because of the size of it. Those were some miscellaneous points that I had. As you know, most subdivisions, there is an economic bounce a little bit with the tax base and the employment. I think that would be similar in this case. That concludes my presentation. If you have any questions for Mr. Marsh, I'd just call one of the applicants up.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you.
Thank you, sir.
And let's start with Mr. Mears.
Yes, I have a question. It's a pretty well-known fact we require interconnectivity, and I'm sure a condition, if approved, a condition could be worked out where the connection was blocked until construction was complete. What's your thoughts on that?
So I'm not sure I understand the question. Are you talking about
at lot five, you have the road ends there, and it's adjacent to phase 1A, the neighboring.
Correct.
Yes, we require interconnectivity, and you're almost set up for it right there.
So
Mr. Willard said it wasn't favorable because the existing development didn't want construction traffic through it.
So that is part of the estuary that's immediately adjacent, and they didn't want to, those neighbors didn't want to be disturbed by having the connection. So it would actually have been less expensive for the developer to connect there than to connect down on Camp Barnes Road. But the decision was made to honor the wishes of the existing community members to actually have the entrance on Camp Barnes Road. We had talked about a pedestrian interconnection.
I'm not talking about the entrance. We require neighboring developments connect to each other, no matter if it's the same development or different developments. Could I get your input, Mr. Robertson?
That's true. It certainly is, you know, it's favored so that, and it talks about that in 99, chapter 99, that there's interconnectivity, yeah, that you should provide for it for future developments, or, you know, if you've got the same development, it seems like it's certainly right, something to be considered.
You might end up with a condition requiring that, but allowing you to stop, you know, to block construction vehicles from entering it until the community is complete. That's all I have.
All right. Mr. Collins.
Concur with Mr. Mears, but I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Mr. Butler?
No questions, sir.
Okay. Staff, anyone?
None for me, thank you.
Sir. No, go ahead.
We were just discussing, I mean, the tax ditch issue may be one of the issues also, in addition to the concern about the other neighborhoods. I understand. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, okay. I'm quite sure that Denerec would entertain allowing you to put an adequate size culvert in the tax ditch to provide interconnectivity. But we definitely buy into it if Denerec said no.
You can see at the other end, they did have that option also. So.
Right, but that's for the next community on that side.
I understand. Point well taken.
Okay. It's in the code. I'm sorry. Doing my job.
For me.
Anything, Mr. Robertson?
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, gentlemen, you'll take a seat nearby if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2023-03 Shaw Farm Estuary Phase 6? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2023-03? Yes, sir, right here. No, can you come up, give us your name?
Yes, my name is Gregory Shewell. I live right there where they're ready to develop.
Uh-huh.
And the concern is, my daughter was saying, I'm not sure where the ponds are. I guess closest to the grave.
Well, you see where the blue, the light blue is?
Yeah.
Those are the ponds.
Is that, excuse me, is that one located by my property?
Mr. Marsh, could you help us out here? We'll make sure we know which lot is yours.
Excuse me?
Which one is yours exactly? Be a small pond that's immediately east of, well, there's going to be a planted buffer there between that lot and the pond. The planted buffer would be
slide it over a little. There you go.
That planted buffer would be here. So there'll be a 30-foot planted buffer here, and then the pond would be beyond, a small pond beyond that.
Okay. I just have the concerns about the pond right at this moment.
Because
I would like to, you know, build a home there myself next beside me. Mm-hmm. And as far as the pond being there, it brings the issue up for us, you know, little children and all.
Okay. We'll take that under advisement.
Pardon?
I say we'll take that under advisement. We appreciate your comment.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No, sir.
Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.